little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
Hey, I'm Emily King, and I'm here with this beautiful band. We have Jeremy Most on guitar and vocals, Sinead Johnson on vocals, and Karita Law on vocals. And we're about to sing a song called Can't Hold Me.
About 18 months ago, native New Yorker Emily King decided to up sticks for upstate and headed for a new home in the Catskills. This move was the inspiration behind her new album Scenery, another she has made with her longtime collaborator and producer Jay Mose. This week, the Grammy-nominated artist plays us a few tracks from the record and tells me what switching up the city for the countryside did for her music.
In the night, in the middle of the day, I call you over, but you always hesitate. Used to tell me we should leave it up to fate. Now I know that I don't ever have to wait. Close my eyes, let down my hair. I'm thinking about what I want. It's gonna take me there. Turn the dial on the stereo. I'm thinking about who I want, and I won't let go. You can't hold me now, only I can do that. Satin lingerie, a little lower, little higher, change pace. Used to wait here, but you'd always be too late. Now I can go there and I never have to fake. Close my eyes, let down my hair. I'm thinking about what I want. It's gonna take me there. Turn the dial on stereo. About who I want, and I won't let go. You can't hold me now, only I can do that. You can't hold me now, only I can do that. You can't hold me now, only I can do that. You can't hold me now.
Someone with the perfect touch, and ooh, you can't hold me. I don't wanna waste your time. Got a secret in his mind, oh mine, and ooh, you can't hold me. I don't wanna wait around. Stay home, baby, I can hold it down, and ooh, you can't hold me. I don't ever look no more. I'm the one that I've been waiting for.
King, thank you so much for bringing your band and playing for us today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Now, you have just released your new album called Scenery, and you've also, within the last 2 years, moved from your native New York to upstate New York. So is Scenery a reflection of what you're now seeing out of your new bedroom window?
It literally is. Yeah, it was. I grew up in an apartment downtown, like Little Italy, Soho, But my apartment really didn't have that much sunlight coming in. Your window opens up to an alley or another building. So I really am enjoying just looking out the window. And the album was written mostly up there and recorded up there.
What took you up there in the first place?
I was getting tired of the city, the kind of the same old places. I just end up doing the same old things. I'm a routine person for sure. So I just needed to change myself so that I could have something to write about. Because I was just trying to invent things to write about, and I wasn't feeling the things that I needed to be feeling. So I had to inflict change upon myself. And it actually worked. The experiment worked. I went up there, and one of the major things in my life, I always thought I was not a driver. I couldn't drive. And it was became like a joke, like, oh, don't get Emily, she's not going to drive. So I really had to force myself to kind of get over that idea about myself, because you have to drive up there. There's no trains or anything like that. So that kind of changed my feeling about myself. It gave me this freedom that I never felt before. And I think the music kind of reflects that feeling. There's a song called Remind Me on the album that very much, it was a result of that.
But has that in itself become kind of a source of, maybe not inspiration, but a new thinking space for you? You know, do you ever just think, I'm a bit stumped, I'll jump in my car and maybe I'll clear my thoughts and maybe something will come to me?
Absolutely. I love listening in the car because you're listening more of a casual way when you're listening back to a demo or something at home. It has your full attention, but when you're in the car, you really have to pay attention to what's going on. So it's more of a peripheral thing. And I think that's more of a true judge and kind of takes the pressure off. And a lot of the music was kind of written in that process, recording at home, demoing my own vocal, then getting in the car, driving around. Okay, I got to change this, going back in the garage and fixing it. And I really enjoy that experience. I get a thrill from pumping gas and doing like regular stuff, taking my supermarket cart to the back of the car and then you open the trunk. I never had that experience before. I feel like a phony doing it. I think, oh, they're watching me. I'm doing this wrong. I do it with the cart now. The cart goes back. And it's thrilling for me. So I brought my producer, Jeremy Most, up there with me to do all the work. No, I'm kidding. Not kidding. He plays everything on the album, mostly. I play guitar. It's a collaboration, for sure.
Talking about listening to things differently, do you find that being in this new space in the countryside, without the noisy backdrop of New York, do you find that you're listening to different types of music?
I think there was kind of a natural lean towards rock and roll. And I became a huge fan of Tom Petty within the past few years. And I realized what a genius he was. And then Jeremy and I got to see him at Red Rocks in Colorado. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers just before he passed away, which was a real thrill, a real like amazing moment. And I think my dream is to write a song like Won't Back Down. It's just the most simple type of song. You almost think it's a joke how simple it is, but it's not corny at all. And so I think when I was writing this album, I was trying to write songs like that. I was listening to a lot of Tina Turner. I love Tina, I mean, for so many reasons, but specifically her music in the 80s, it just blended soul, R&B, and rock and pop. I mean, it was just popular music. Great songs, exciting production, not too much, catchy guitar lines and things like that. So a lot of this record was kind of modeled after her. And this is a song called Distance.
Love, time to get up. I think you've been sleeping too long. My day started when you were still yawning. One room just ain't enough when it's two folks trying to get along. But it's hard to leave you alone. Ooh, ooh, love is always better when we take time to get back to who we are. When we are apart, distance makes a heart grow, even when I'm only happy knowing
your love is never far. When we are apart, distance makes a heart, it makes the leaves on the trees fall, makes the hours in the day long. Makes me want to clear my head by a little cafe, writing words to a song.
Change it.
And I know that I'm still free, be anywhere that I want to be. Maybe get dressed up, wear something real pretty that you ain't never seen. Ooh, love is always better when we take time to get back to who we are. When we are apart, distance makes us grow. Even when I'm lonely, happy knowing that your love is never far. When we are apart, distance makes a
quickly again on the Catskills where you're living now. What do you think it is about the area that has been a draw for artists over the year? Because I mean, even going back to like the 19th century, the Hudson River Art Group,
yeah,
we had like artists painting this like amazing romantic style, and then everyone from like Bob Dylan's been up there to write albums. What do you think it is about that area that really captures the imagination of different artists?
That's so cool that you know about that. I think it's proximity, to be honest. I think people are like, 2 hours and I'm done. That's all I can. Yeah, we got to get back to, you know, our jobs. But it has been for years, even before the Woodstock Festival, a haven for artists. And so it does feel very welcoming in that way. And it just did feel like a natural progression because there are a lot of city people up there that are, you know, yeah, I moved away from the city in 1975 and I've been here ever since, and they still love it there. And it wasn't a thing where they were like trying to keep us away. They were open arms. Come on. Yeah, we need more people like you. Come on. So I thought that was really awesome. I have some buddies up there that are great musicians and they're able to tour and then go back home, whereas when you live in the city, sometimes you're convinced that you have to be in the city to stay in touch with your business. Mm. But you realize that's not the case. We have the internet now.
Yeah.
You can FaceTime if you need to, things like that.
Also, if you live just 2 hours out of the city in a nice place, people are like, oh, I'll come to you for the weekend.
Exactly. You got to be careful of
that's
that
a good
stuff.
Draw.
Yeah, that's a good draw. In winter, they don't come.
Oh.
No, once spring hits, then it gets a text.
Yeah, exactly. And you're here in Europe at the moment playing a few dates with your band who are playing with, and Jeremy, who are all playing today. So nice to have some backing singers in the studio today. We people very rarely bring them in.
Really?
And I'd
that's
like
a shame.
To make a call out now to all artists. Bring any backing singers. It's so
please.
Nice. Yeah.
I mean, I'm so lucky to. I first heard Shanae and Carita with the Alabama Shakes, just like incredible, blown away. We opened for them for a few shows maybe 3 years ago. And when I was trying to get my band together for this record, I just kept thinking about them. I was, oh, they'll never do it. I shouldn't ask them. And here we are. I mean, they're the most professional, beautiful people, and I'm learning things from them. They keep me on my toes, so thank you for acknowledging that. Go back.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Emily King, and her new album, Scenery, is out now on ATO Records. This programme was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and recorded and mixed by Alex Port-Felix. Join us at the same time next week when Andrew Miller will be joined by former Go-Betweens member Robert Forster. But for now, thanks for listening.
Maybe I'll never play. Maybe I'll lose. Maybe I'll leave the game. Something calling, don't know where I'm going. I feel it in my veins. Had some tough breaks in this town, heaven knows. Seen some heartaches weighed me down like a stone. Well, I lick my wounds, I got nothing to lose. Something